Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Guns have no place to protest. Let's spend a minute looking for some silver lining in the dark clouds that have arisen from the horror of Charlottesville before moving to the harder questions. Cities have sprung into action in Nashville, Jacksonville, Florida, Annapolis, Maryland, and Lexington, Kentucky to move forward in removing controversial Confederate statuary. In Durham, North Carolina, 100 protesters tied a rope around a statue of an unnamed Confederate soldier and toppled it Saddam style. Rallies have been canceled at Texas A&M. World leaders have come together to condemn the hate and violence of right-wing extremists. Republicans and Democrats across the aisle have joined in their condemnation of these groups. Attorney General Sessions has even labeled them terrorists. That's about it for the silver lining, since a lot of the rest is still clouds, as well as some thunderstorms, including the pouting and petulant Trump pulled back to the White House to make a seemingly begrudging statement of condemnation several days late. He then, as usual, showed his true colors by Twitter attacking the African-American head of the Merck drug company for having the good sense and courage to resign from one of his showboat do-nothing advisory committees. I've got to admit, as horrible as all this has been, as disturbing as the pictures from Charlottesville have seemed, I'm most unsettled seeing all the prominent displays of guns and assault weapons. Open carry law, permits, whatever, guns have no place at a demonstration, especially one like this. There's a time bomb ticking before we will have to read, or worse, witness, some hothead on one side or another who believes he's being threatened and claims he has to defend himself or herself and starts firing. People will die. It wasn't so long ago when the police in Dallas were quoted publicly on this very problem. When someone went rogue and began killing police there last year, in the wake of a Black Lives Matter protest, the chief and other Dallas department spokespeople who were interviewed talked openly about how difficult it was to respond when they had to sort out who were the friendlies versus the baddies, since so many were carrying guns. In Charlottesville, the police are coming in for criticism for essentially letting the two sides seemingly fight it out, rather than preemptively separating all sides, which they did in the New Orleans statue removal dispute very effectively, or stepping in more aggressively to stop the outbreak. I wonder if all the guns were a factor. Photos in the newspapers yesterday showed demonstrators wearing full combat gear and arms. Today's papers had pictures of Antifa, or anti-fascist group, also strapped down with assault weapons. Cornel West was quoted crediting them in providing safe passage for himself and other ministers when the Antifa created a perimeter for their exit. Were police tactics influenced by the display of gunplay on all sides? Who knows? But I know one thing for sure. Guns have no place in protest. The mere presence of guns is chilling and restricts the participation of citizens on all sides. A permit to carry should not include public demonstrations of any kind. Police need to be charged to disarm, to lock, and to unload. This is a tragedy waiting to happen and demands action now. The Second Amendment does not trump freedom of speech and assembly when the gun is weaponized and not symbolic. How is this not common sense? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.